only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the prime evening news for today, Monday, March 4th, in the headlines. General Secretary Thomas Leiter has voiced the DPSU's concerns regarding various issues affecting Dominicans and especially those affecting public officers and employees.
The Big Station.
Antigua and Barbuda's Electoral Commission's recent report reveals that current laws contain loopholes that political parties exploit, making it challenging to regulate their financial activities. And Malaysia is pushing for a renewed search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370.
Wherever.
As the 10th anniversary of its disappearance in one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries approaches on March 10th, 2024. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents for Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
To do better. Beacon's Be Better Group Health Plan now offers new and improved options that make health insurance affordable for small to medium businesses. Good medical cover gives you a competitive edge and takes care of the people that take care of your business. Get a better plan to build a better business. Call Archipelago Trading or log on to beacon.co.tt for more info today.
The Dominica Public Service Union has voiced its concerns regarding various issues affecting the nation, particularly those concerning public officers and employees, economic downturns and disruptions in the efficient functioning of the public service, not caused by public officers, adversely impact their working conditions and services to the public. According to the DPSU, the recent job reclassification exercise did not adequately address the remuneration of public officers, leading to dissatisfaction. DPSU says the lack of transparency in salary adjustments for cabinet ministers compared to other levels in the establishment is concerning, and the disparity in between parliamentarians and public officers tarnished the process and lacked fairness. The current system hinders upward mobility for public officers, with many senior positions holding multiple roles, perpetuating unfair practices. Many public officers are acting in positions for extended periods without being recommended for appointment, despite exceptional performance. The DPSU also highlighted the plight of retired public officers who face delays in receiving gratuity payments. Insufficient resources lead to public officers' inability to meet clients' needs, subjecting them to insults and unfair criticism. The DPSU expresses concerns about the threat of tertiary education for public officers due to government's failure to address tuition fees issues. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95de.com. Washburn Coffee, president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, describes the closed-door meeting as highly successful. He expressed a satisfaction that the Dominican people disregarded the statements made by the Minister of National Security and the acting chief of police, which he perceived as an effort to undermine the democratic values of the Dominican people.
From the true happening of the public meeting that was held on Sunday, a very successful meeting, I must say, and I thank God that Dominicans didn't take on the Minister of National Security and the Commissioner of Police or the Acting Commissioner of Police in that regard. We are a parliamentary democracy, and we have certain rights within the Constitution to associate, to dissent, rights to free speech, and all of that. And we recognize that what was being done last week was an attempt to stifle the democratic voice of the Dominican people. And I'm saying that this must stop. We mustn't allow that to linger for too long, because if we do not fight, if we do not provide the resistance and the struggle, then we are going to end up in terms of what has recently happened in Russia, where the opposition leader was all of a sudden killed or diminished or vanished from the face of the earth without any due proper reasons for his death.
Coffey urged the citizens of Dominica to safeguard their democracy in light of these events, noting that similar occurrences have been observed in many other countries.
So we need to protect our democracy, ladies and gentlemen, against these developments, because what we see in Dominica is associated with Russia, with China, with Venezuela, and so on. And we see what are happening in these places in relation to opposition forces and that kind of thing. And as far as I'm aware that we in Dominica are still a parliamentary democracy, and we need to do all what in our endeavors to prevent these types of scenario of visiting our Dominican democracy and our way of living, I must say.
And that was CCM President Washburn Coffey. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has praised the leadership of Guyana's President Dr. Irfan Ali and Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro in their endeavors to settle a long-standing dispute. He highlighted their efforts in maintaining peace in the Caribbean region. Skerrit reiterated his confidence in the leadership of President Ali and President Maduro.
I want to commend the leadership of Venezuela.
I want to commend the leadership of Venezuela and Guyana for agreeing on the Argyle Declaration. I'm happy to know that you had a first meeting of foreign ministers and that there'll be follow-up discussions about regards to your challenge. I am satisfied that with these two countries and the leadership of these two countries, that we will never see an occasion for any military action by either. These are mature leaders who understand what peace means, who understand what working together means, and no doubt they'll continue to do so. I have every confidence in the leadership of President Maduro, and I have every confidence in the leadership of Dr. Ali of Guyana. And we will continue to work with them towards a resolution to their sovereign issues.
Meantime, Prime Minister Skerrit urged member states to endorse the Bridgetown Initiative, which advocates for CELAC to demand significant reforms in the operations of international financial institutions.
I want to say to us also that we need to give strong support to the Bridgetown Initiative. That CELAC needs to call for a dramatic change in how the international financial institutions operate. While the resources are available, the procurement processes of accessing those resources are prohibited and prolonged. And by the time you receive those resources, the issue would have gotten much worse than when you apply for those resources. And every country who has a role to play in addressing those changes, they say they all agree. They agree. But how do we turn that agreement into practical and pragmatic action? And so, my friends, let us remain true to the spirit of CELAC. Why did we get together as CELAC? We got together because we believe that organizations like the OAS failed us, and we wanted to chart our own path in finding resolutions to challenges. And finally, but not least, I want to reiterate Dominica's strong call for the removal of the blockade against our sister nation of the Republic of Cuba. Cuba should not be subjected to this arbitrary unilateral action by the United States of America. And it is not about an ideological battle. It's about a principle. It's about justice. It's about peace. And ensuring that a country can determine its own political system and the way of life of its people.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. The Dominica Chess Federation's representatives are presently engaged in the CARICOM 50th Anniversary Classic Team Chess Tournament in Guyana, spanning from March 4th to March 9th for 2024. The Dominica chess team consists of two male players, Nicholas Goldberg and Nigel Francis, and two female players, Zadudu Henry and Ayani Kasimi. Larry Thomas accompanies them as the team coach. Dorothy John Baptist is the PRO of the Dominica Chess Federation.
The Dominica Chess Federation departed for Georgetown, Guyana on March 3rd, where the Guyana Chess Federation is hosting the inaugural CARICOM Classic Chess Tournament. This is part of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Caribbean community. The tournament is set to run from March 4th to 9th, 2024. The Dominica Chess team comprises two male and two female players. They are Nicholas Goldberg, Nigel Francis, Zaidu Henry, and Ayani Kasimi, along with Larry Thomas as team coach. Team members were selected based on being the top two finishers in two tournaments hosted by the Dominica Chess Federation last year. These were the 2023 Open Chess Tournament and the 2023 Queen's Gala, which was an all-female competition. Other team members expected to participate in this CARICOM Chess Tournament are from the Bahamas, Barbados, the Cayman Islands, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago. We wish the Dominica team well as they represent us in this regional chess tournament.
Dominica Chess Federation Public Relations Officer Dorothy John Baptist. In other news, the Antigua and Barbuda Electoral Commission's recent report on the January 18th, 2023 general elections highlighted the urgent need to revise electoral laws regarding campaign financing. The report reveals that current laws contain loopholes that political parties exploit, making it challenging to regulate their financing activities. However, there are issues with the reporting period stipulated by Representation of the People's Amendment Act 2001, as it does not specify the start date for reporting. The report underscored the need to address this legislative deficiency to ensure accountability in campaign financing. The financial breakdown of reported amounts for the 2023 and 2018 general elections is as follows. Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party, $988,612. United Progressive Party, $193,500. Barbuda People's Movement, $14,000. And Democratic National Alliance, $0. And Malaysia is pushing for a renewed search for Malaysia Airlines flight number HM370. The transport minister said on Sunday as the 10th anniversary of its disappearance in one of the world's greatest aviation mystery approaches. Flight MH370, a Boeing 777 carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew, vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8, 2014.
This week will mark a decade since Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 disappeared. Family members of missing passengers were hopeful on Sunday that a new search for the plane may finally shed light on one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries. Malaysia's Transport Minister Anthony Loke says his government is pushing for a new attempt to find the Boeing 777, which disappeared with 227 passengers and 12 crew on board while travelling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in 2014.
As I've mentioned numerous times, as far as Malaysian government is concerned, we are committed to that search, and the search must go on.
At a remembrance event in the city of Subang Jaya, Loke said Malaysia had invited the U.S. seabed exploration company called Ocean Infinity to discuss a new search proposal after two previous attempts to find the plane failed. A two-year, $130 million underwater search by Malaysia, China and Australia came to an end in January 2017. The following year, Malaysia had engaged Ocean Infinity for a search in the Southern Indian Ocean, offering up to $70 million if the plane was found. Over the years, debris, some confirmed and some believed to be from the aircraft, have washed up on the shores of Africa and islands across the Indian Ocean, some of which were on display at Sunday's remembrance. VPR Navin, whose wife was on board, is hopeful the latest proposal will uncover something new.
There have been ships lost that are found after hundreds of years. So we cannot say that this plane will never be found. There are actually plans underway now to map the whole of the world's oceans. You know, so when they map the ocean floor, at some point in time they will find. But whether it's in my lifetime, we cannot say.
Officials say once Malaysia's cabinet approves Ocean Infinity's proposal, it will talk to Australia about working together to resume the search.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. General Secretary Thomas Slater has voiced DPSU's concerns regarding various issues affecting Dominicans, and especially those affecting public officers and employees.
Q95.
Antigua and Barbuda's Electoral Commission's recent report reveals that current laws contain loopholes that political parties exploit, making it challenging to regulate their financing activities. And Malaysia is pushing for a renewed search for Malaysia Airlines flight number MH370 as the 10th anniversary of its disappearance in one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries approaches on March 10th, 2024. The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading, agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. I am Felicin Varman.
Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.